to go there.
What are we waiting for, Chairman?
Item 8, Manor Farm Church Lane by Grave Bulldog. Installation of a slurry lagoon. Sam DeCoca to introduce the report.
Good evening. Do I need my microphone or am I okay?
No, I think
I'm right now. Hold it up. The application seeks full planning permission for the installation of a slurry lagoon.
The application seeks full planning permission for the installation of a slurry lagoon. The reason for the referral to committee is because the site area exceeds that we can delegate a decision. The site would be located adjacent to Church Lane and also adjacent to the raised railway line and the A505 trunk road that most members would be familiar with, and it is opposite the side of the Biogen facility that you can see on the plan there. That is the site location plan. If you'll be able to denote the raised railway line and the A505.
That's right down the bottom.
Yes, right in the corner between Church Lane and the raised railway line. This is the proposed plan that we have, which shows that the bank will be 4 metres in height from the bottom of the slurry lagoon. However, the slurry lagoon will be dug down from the outside of the site. It would be 2.2 metres in height above the ground level. The development has commenced. When I went on site, unfortunately I have had the application for a long time. They've been overcoming technical matters with archaeology and technical matters in regards to odour, which are two of the principal issues in this case. This is a picture before the development took place, or before any excavation works took place, and that's a subsequent picture. The mound that you can see there is the clay that's been brought into the site. That is not the height of the ultimate slurry lagoon banking. This is a picture from Church Lane looking down towards the site, towards the raised railway line, the raised A505 in the backdrop, and also the Biogen facility, which you can see to the right there. And this is a picture looking from Church Lane directly onto the site of the slurry pit, which is currently being excavated. So the main principal issues in this application have been outlined in my officer report. They are the greenbelt, the archaeology, the odour issue, as well as the setting of a setting of a scheduled monument. I've undertaken the assessment and believe there will be no great impact on the openness of the greenbelt that isn't outweighed by promoting a prosperous rural economy and other fallback positions in regards to the fencing that's proposed around the site. We also have a condition that will minimise the impact of said security fencing on the openness of the greenbelt by requiring details of fencing which is as open and transparent as is possible. Thank you.
Members, have you any questions? Councillor Weeks?
Work has already started on this proposal. Why?
As I said,
Is it on now?
Yes.
Okay. As I mentioned, we've had the application for a long time. I haven't at all suggested that the development go ahead. The applicant have commenced development, and all of the works that they have undertaken, they have acknowledged when I went on site, is under their own risk, as planning permission is yet to be granted. So if it were not to be granted, we would look to enforce after an appeal to get the site rectified to its former state.
Thank you. One is an observation, members will have noticed, unfortunately our map did not help us at all with the location that we were provided with, and I'm known for being rather a pedant about maps, the committee help us. Secondly, I just wondered how you dealt with the odour problem. There have been other lagoons proposed, and I just think it would be helpful for us to know.
Of course. Well, we have a consultant on environmental health team, so Rory would have made comments on the application. We also asked them to submit an odour management plan, which goes through steps where they can control or attempt to control the odour. We've also recommended a condition following the submission of that management plan for further details of potential odour, just to sign off the final management, odour management report.
All right, Chairman, I'm just a bit concerned about attempted odour management, which was the phrase that came in there. I mean, is it going to be successful, or are we going to be driving up the 505 and, ooh, what's that?
Oh, I doubt it.
Can't answer that question, I'm sorry.
Seems a fair question.
Councillor.
With the wonderful, I take the mickey about nobody able to use a microphone and I screw it up. With the fact that the application was with us for quite a long time and they've now started, can I ask how long it was with us and why?
Okay, absolutely. I've had it for over a year. They had, because of the proximity to a scheduled monument, the archaeological team at Hertfordshire County Council requested a predetermination archaeological dig and report. It took them a long time to get that, because it does take a long time to do those works. That's the reason it's taken so long.
My question was also about the archaeological environment, which you don't mention in the recommendation. Is the excavation now at the end of it? Did the archaeologists think that they've actually done sufficient work on the site? Or is there still concern that the actual environment where the barrows are will be affected by this development?
I see, you mean the scheduled monument,
yes,
the barrows?
The gold barrows.
The reason I took these two pictures is because it's adjacent to the bowl barrows, which is at the bottom right-hand corner of the photograph. When we're assessing the scheduled monument, heritage asset, we're assessing the impact on the setting of the heritage asset as a result of the works. It's all going to be the other side of the raised railway line and the electrical equipment. So my assessment was that there was no impact on the setting of the heritage asset. The importance of that heritage asset is that it is one of the more raised parts of the surrounding landscape, and the development doesn't exceed that. It won't even be apparent beyond the railway.
So, just to get it clear, it's actually on the other side of the railway.
Exactly, yes.
Right, thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. Happy to propose.
Seconder?
Yeah.
Councillor Clark? All those in favour? Unanimous. Right, that brings us to planning appeals. So can I pass you over to Richard Tidwell for a report?
Thank you, Chairman. We've one hot off the press think I'll go with that one to start with. That was a public inquiry, the station in Station Approach Nebworth, and that was the planning permission was refused by this council for the erection of a three-storey building to provide nine two-bed flats, as you remember. That appeal was allowed. So the inspector, I've just read it's dated the 16th of January. I read the decision tonight. I won't attempt to summarise the inspector's findings, but it was fairly comprehensive, and that was allowed. The other one, which is on the agenda, which members will have seen, is the again a public inquiry at the Cabinet in Reed, and that appeal was dismissed. Again, it's a fairly lengthy decision. If members have got any questions about, well, they won't have any questions about that one because they won't have read the decision, but on the Cabinet, if there are any questions, I'd be more than happy to attempt an answer after the update. And turning to appeals lodged, you will see that there are a number of appeals. I don't wish to go through them. Again, if members have got any questions, they are lodged, so we are in the process of defending those appeals. Thank you, Chairman.
Yes, Councillor Williams.
Have we conveyed the Nebworth Have we conveyed the Nebworth decision to the residents who objected?
No, they are aware.
That's my question.
It is on the planning inspection website, so they are.
Those who would have attended would have put the name on the register, so the inspector would have sent the decision to them as well.
Sorry,
I've got a bit of a cold. Those who attended would have put the names on the register to be informed by the inspector once the decision was made, so those people will definitely have a copy of the decision letter. We will put it on the website and then we'll be going out to anyone who's asked for it.
Thank you, members. And thank you, officers. And I close the meeting at 9:26.
Clock's working.
I don't know what it is. Time to close.